and take your Bible. We are looking at what I called the mysterious power of expectation. The mysterious power of expectation. And that will take us to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 3. Acts of Apostles, chapter 3. I'll read from verse 1. The mysterious power of expectation. Let us look at the story of this man. And that's going to be our text tonight. And from there, we'll move on to different areas. From verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. The night hour is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They went to the temple in the hour of prayer. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who see Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. Look on us. Verse 5. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. He gave heed unto them, expecting something from them. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood up and walked, and entered with them into the temple. For the first time in his life, he entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Tonight, somebody is going to receive an unforgettable visitation that will change the story of your life forever. All that you need tonight is just for God to visit where you are, and that settles your case forever. The story of the man at the beautiful gate is like the story of many. Here was a man who found himself in a condition that he could not explain. He could not explain his condition. He just found himself in that situation. The problem of this man started right from the womb of his mother. The Bible says he was lame right from his mother's womb. The condition that he could not explain. The enemy attacked him when he was totally powerless. Ignorance of the battles of life. His problem started from the womb. I decree into your life tonight, the problem that started in the womb of your mother, that is now confusing your destiny, just as it happened to this man, tonight, that problem will expire in the name of Jesus. The problem started from the womb. It was a deep problem. A child in the womb is not created by God to be lame or to be paralyzed. The question is, who attacked this child in the womb? The answer is very obvious. The devil. Who is attacking you? It's the devil. Why should the devil attack this child in the womb? The answer to it is very obvious. The child is a child of destiny. Why is the enemy attacking you day and night? It's because you are a child of destiny. The enemy must have seen something special about this child. So he attacked him with paralysis. I want to pray for somebody here tonight. And I want you to agree with my faith that anything that is wrong with your destiny, tonight, they shall be corrected. In the name of Jesus. The arrow that is fired into the life of this child, when he was in his mother's womb, it was an arrow that was growing within. As the child was growing, the arrow too was getting stronger. The arrow that is in your life now, as you are growing and is growing with you, I command that arrow to get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. The witchcraft attack that this man suffered was made very clear. I'm praying for you again that the witchcraft attack that you suffered in your mother's womb, whether that witch is dead or is alive, I send it back to the senders. 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 In the name of Jesus. The attack that this man suffered made him to experience several things. The attack made him to suffer stagnancy. He was just on one spot. He couldn't move. The attack that this man suffered made him to rely on people for everything. They have to be carrying him every day. If they don't carry him, he stays there. He has to rely on people to do so many things for him. The attack that this man suffered turned him to a beggar. There are many millionaires here, but the attack that they suffered is making them to beg. To beg. And God in heaven is shaking his head. This is not how I created you. You are not supposed to be a beggar. You're supposed to be a giver. Tonight, things are changing for you. If you say a dry amen, the blessings will come back to the preacher. If not for the attack that many have suffered, they will have been great. They will have been a man or a woman that has been celebrated. But the attack that they suffered limited them. Every evil attack that has limited your life now, I command that attack to expire in the name of Jesus. The attack that this man suffered introduced poverty into his life. Poverty. Serious one. The attack that this man suffered locked him outside the temple. While others are going into the temple, giving testimonies, receiving the touch of God, he was outside because he was attacked. The attack that this man suffered left a negative permanent mark on his body. The negative mark that made people to define him according to his problem and not according to his name. You can see that we don't even know his name. His problem was used to define him. If your case is like that tonight, the God of heaven will fight your battles tonight. We will fight your battles. 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 He will fight your battles. In the name of Jesus. But one day. One day. The day that man woke up was just like every other day. He thought, well, I will only just get few money and then go back home lame. But God had a very good plan for him. That day did not go by. The story of his life changed. It does not take God 2 minutes to change your story. It does not take God 1 week to change your story. Therefore, if your amen can reach the throne of grace tonight, within a very short time from now, what people think that you cannot have. The kind of testimony that they think you will never share, your mouth will share it. Let your amen roar like thunder. This man had one thing. The one thing that changed the course of his life. He had high expectations. The Bible says, when he said, look on us, the Bible says he gave heed unto the apostles, expecting something from them. And that was what God needed. The power of expectation connects him to his helper of destiny. I am believing God for somebody here tonight. By the time you come back here on Wednesday, everything about you will have changed. Listen, there is something that you must add to your prayer. There is something that you must add to your fasting. It is called expectation. When prayer is void of expectation, it becomes a noise. When fasting is void of expectation, it becomes a hunger strike. The power of expectation is the key that that unlocks the miraculous. It has been well said that the richest wealth is health. The richest wealth is health. The strongest weapon is patience. The best security is faith. The greatest tonic is laughter. The greatest force on earth is love. The surest assurance is hope in God. The source of our strength is the joy of the Lord. And then the right key to unlock the miraculous is expectation. Expectation simply means looking forward for something good. Expectation means anticipation. Expectation means looking up and not looking down. The psalmist says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Not I will look down, but I will look up. For where will my help come from? Expectation is looking up and not looking down. Expectation is being excited about what is about to happen. That is why I am saying those things that I'm saying, I said before. Because I am so excited about what's about to happen to you. Someone that is full of expectation is never dull. They are never unhappy. They are never in a crying mood. They are full of excitement because of what is about to happen to them. I speak prophetically to somebody here now. What is about to happen to you will certainly disgrace your disgrace. Not only that, I speak prophetically to that man and to that woman that what is about to happen to you now will make you to forget your past sorrows. In the name of Jesus. The power of expectation. When you come with it to a meeting like this, you will see the hand of God moving. A sister came to a meeting like this with high expectation. What was her problem? She had a flat breast. So flat that if you don't really look at her very well, you will think that she's a man. Her friends make jest of her. So it has now become a disgrace. She came to a meeting like this, and there was a word of knowledge that there is a sister here. You have a flat breast. And people are making jest of you. But the hand of God is upon you now. So you are the one that is now going to determine the size of your breast now. Put your two hands on that breast. And when it gets to the level that you wanted, remove the hand. She knew that she was the one. God located her with the word of knowledge. Let me say some much sentence to somebody here now. If you can catch it, then it is yours. Between now and Sunday, hear me now. Between now and Sunday, either by text message or by email or by letter, you are going to get a good news. Marita protested to Marita to Shikana. The sister put her two hands on the breast, and the thing began to grow. When it got to the size that she wanted, she removed her hand. Her friends, when they saw her later, because this time around, her beauty now came out. She became so attractive now. When they saw her, they were shocked. She was not the one laughing. Your laughter will start now. Your laughter will start now. In the name of Jesus. expectation.
Ireti.
He's been excited.
Ireti.
About what is about to happen. The power of expectation positions you to see what others cannot see and to hear what others cannot hear. Elijah, a man of high expectation, said to King Ahab, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Nobody saw anything in the physical. Nobody had anything in the physical. But a man of high expectation, he could see into the realm of the spirit. He could hear what others could not hear. It is impossible for your spiritual eyes and your ears to be closed when you are full of expectation. As I am talking now, the Holy Ghost is telling somebody, tonight is your night. 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 In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 23, verse 18. It says, surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Surely. That surely. What is he saying? Say, surely there is an end. An end to what? An end to all your failures. An end to all your sickness. An end to all your poverty. Say, surely. I'm not doubting about it. I know what I am saying. Say, surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off, because you are here tonight. All your prayer requests shall receive immediate answers. But hear this. Every expectation for it to deliver outstanding results, it must be empowered. It must be empowered. For every expectation to deliver outstanding results, that expectation must be empowered. The question now is this. What are the things that empowers our expectation to deliver? What are the things that will make your expectation to give you outstanding results? What are the things that boost your expectation for results? I will give you a few of them. Number one, your faith. Your faith. The Bible says, anyone that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You must believe that He is, and that He is going to reward your efforts. is going to reward your prayer. It's going to reward your labor. It's going to reward your fasting. Your faith will empower you, will empower your exertion to deliver. You cannot get anything from God without exercising your faith. A brother was praying, "Oh Lord, I need a wife. Oh Lord, give me a wife." And the Lord said, "I will show you your wife when the time comes." One day, the voice of the Lord came to him.
He
said, "Son, dress up.
Mura, wash your
head. I want to show you your wife." He dressed up. He moved down. And the Lord said, "Keep on going." He went down the street. He got to a particular place. The Lord said, "Stop. Look at that house." He looked. "Look at that sister sitting down outside." "So that is your wife." The man said, "Eh? This house is known for those who are practicing prostitution. Well known in the whole of this environment that those who live in this house, they are all prostitutes." The voice said, "Shut up. That is your wife." Reluctantly, he said, "Well, if you are the Lord that is saying it, I believe." So he went straight to sister. As he was talking, he now discovered that the sister actually came from another state. The only friend that she had in that town, she called the friend that she's coming over. She never knew that the friend was a prostitute. So she came down, met the friend, now discovered that she was a prostitute. And she had nowhere to go. So she just, out of pity and not knowing what to do again, she just came out and sat outside and was thinking of the next step to take. And that was when the brother now saw her. Faith gave him the expectation. Look at how God arranged it. Somebody here tonight, God is arranging something spectacular for you. And when it happens, all the household enemy that think that it can never happen, when they hear it, they will die. In the name of Jesus. The second thing that empowers our expectation is confidence. With confidence, expectation is empowered. What do you think David had when he stood in front of Goliath? Confidence. When others are running and hiding, he stood before that giant and he said, "Today I will kill you." Confidence is alien to try and error. No. Confidence is alien to worry and anxiety. Confidence is alien to fear and timidity. Confidence will propel you to take a bold step that is difficult to explain. Locate your confidence. Have confidence in God that your expectation shall not be cut off. The third thing that empowers our expectation is your positive words. Your positive words. Be careful what you say with your mouth. Those who have high expectation, they don't glorify their problems with their mouth. The Bible says, anyone that you want to enjoy good life and see good days must keep tongue from evil and his lips from speaking words carelessly. After this meeting, be careful with what comes out of your mouth, because the power of life and death they reside in that mouth. Say something good to yourself. Be positive about your life, your future, your destiny. It empowers your expectation. Number four, that empowers your expectation, is holy living. A dirty life will kill your expectation. Living a life of double standard, a life of manipulation, a life of immorality, a life of worldliness, it will certainly paralyze your expectation. Many Christians, unfortunately, are very worldly. So worldly that even demons are surprised at their worldliness. Worldliness is a disease. It must be purged out of our system. When you are holy, God will be so happy to give you what you are expecting. The fifth thing that helps and empowers our expectation is right company. The company that you keep will either take you up or bring you down. The friends that you keep, if they are making you to be prayerless, to be fastless, to grow less, then they will kill your expectation. Number six is fellowshipping with the saints. That is, don't neglect the fellowship of God's people. Don't abandon church. That fellowship with the saints will empower your expectation. And number seven is the right attitude. The right attitude. Immediately Hannah left the church. After she had prayed, the Bible says her attitude changed. She began to eat very well. She began to rejoice. She was no longer sad. And everybody noticed it. Your attitude is a fuel that makes your expectation to grow. Right attitude energizes the expectation of the righteous. After this meeting, begin to exhibit right attitude. Don't start worrying again. Start rejoicing. Start praising God. Be full of expectation. That right attitude will propel your expectation to deliver the right results. Let your attitude convince the devil that you mean business. Right attitude empowers expectation. The last thing is prayer. And not just prayer, but warfare prayer. Warfare prayer is not the same as intercessory prayer. Warfare prayer has just one agenda. And that agenda is attack the enemy's territory and take back what they have stolen. Attack the enemy's territory and take back what they have stolen from you. Jesus engaged in warfare prayer. Warfare prayer is an attacking prayer, and that is what empowers your expectation. How many of us here tonight, you are ready to receive what God has packaged for you? If you are among them, shout fire! Say surely, there is an end, and my expectation shall not be cut off. Let me tell you this. And if you have not listened to anything that I have been saying, listen to this one. The strong enemy that you have been going around for to do deliverance, you go for deliverance. After a deliverance, they will now come back more stronger. And then it's as if, is the prayer not working again? Here now. Tonight is the end. That strong man tonight is the end of that strong man. If God can make a woman whose womb was removed and she was able to get pregnant, what can he not do? If God can make a man who slept in poverty today, and by the time the man woke up the following day, he was a proud owner of a house and many millions in his account. Tell me, what can he not do? Rise up on your feet. The angels are rejoicing. They are rejoicing. Because they can see the heart of many that they are ready to receive. They can see high expectation. They can see high confidence. They can see strong faith. And that is all that God needs tonight. So no matter what the enemy must have done, the book of remembrance shall be open concerning you. I know what I am saying. I can see. And what I am seeing, I am happy about it. There are so many brothers here. Your mouth, when you speak, and people hear it, they will salute you. You know, there are people that speak. When they hear their voice, they will say, shut up. Everybody is talking to you, are talking. No respect, no honor. There are so many brothers here. You are in that situation now. But after tonight's meeting, when you speak, people will respect your voice. Point one finger to the heavenlies. Please. I beg you. This is your own part, you. This is your own part. The part of God is already ready to bring it to pass. But this is your own part. Point your fingers to the heavenlies. Whatever you are asked to do, do it. Whatever you are asked to say, say it out. Can you shout this one loud and clear? My star! Shout! In the name of Jesus! Declare it out! Jesus' mighty name we